Medics are an important part of an army, taking care of the wounded on the front lines, risking their own lives to save those of others. This man had that job, but those he cared for had four legs. His story is today's edition on the American Countryside.
Use Radiate to give back to your crop's roots and pay it forward for generations to come. Radiate is the only root stimulant that can drive maximum root growth in all crops while growing the roots of all the young future farmers of America across the country. By using Radiate on your farm, you're helping Crop Production Services give back to FFA and give back to the roots our crops and communities are built on. Ask your CPS dealer for details about Radiate's Give Back program or learn more at RadiateRoots.com. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
In 1942, Wilbur Taylor was drafted and sent to India and Burma, part of the 18th Veterinary Evacuation Hospital, fighting World War II on the opposite side of the globe.
Yeah, we helped crowd the Japanese out of there. Okay. When we got over there, they just attacked them crowded back in the hills, and I slept pretty light the first 2 weeks.
His company consisted of 89 enlisted men and about a dozen officers. Their job was to care for the mules used by the U.S. military in the jungles of the area.
In them jungles, there's very few roads you could get vehicles. They was pack animals, so they put the supplies, ammunition, and everything on them.
It was a difficult environment for both man and beast.
It was 100 degrees in the shade, so the theater commander said, no one works in the afternoon. So we got out in the morning, took care of our mules in the morning, and had the afternoon off.
Wilbur and his company had day-to-day duties caring for the animals. The mules could graze in a corral, but they needed other feed as well.
Airplane would fly over and find a kind of a cleared spot, kick sacks of barley out the door.
But the company also had to care for the mules, similar to a wounded soldier.
We set up stations along the road up toward the front, just like the medics. And when a mule get injured, they'd bring him back to the first station, get first aid, and keep sending him back till he got back to where we'd take care of him right.
The mules weren't always the best to get along with, though. Next time, Wilbur talks about the unruly mules in the jungle. As we travel the countryside in King City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.